the Constitution, the Act, and the statutes of the universities determine how a management of any of the institutions should be appointed. And that was what was used in appointing the current management until politicians decided that they do not like the face of those individuals who have been appointed, duly appointed, and legally appointed by the council, that they want to change that individual by using state institutions. We are saying that such an approach is an attack on academic freedom. And as university lecturers, it is our duty, it is our responsibility to defend the integrity of our institution. And so we duly support and sanction whatever our members in Winneba are doing by way of withdrawing their services.
The university authorities have called on the teachers or the lecturers to call off the strike. Is this something that they are going to consider?
I'm not sure it's something that they are going to consider. We at the national level are trying to resolve the issue through diplomatic means. We have written to the minister in charge of tertiary education, calling for a meeting with some eminent Ghanaians to be able to point out the danger in the approach that is being used to remove the vice chancellor and the finance officer in Winneba. But it appears that is not receiving the needed attention. Meanwhile, there are calls on us from our campuses all over the country to join in this strike. So we are in the process of calling a National Executive Committee emergency meeting to discuss the way forward. My fear is that this issue may escalate and all of us will be blamed for it.
What can be done to avert it?
The point is that the vice chancellor should be called back to resume his position. The finance director should be called back to resume his position. Nobody has the right to remove them the way they are trying to do. We are saying that courts do not appoint management of our universities for the university.
Yes, but Dr. Agbanu, you understand that the courts are there to settle disputes, and that when there is a dispute, there is a conflict, it is the court that will adjudicate.
There is no conflict at all. What we are saying is that the courts must not allow themselves to be used by individuals in this country to achieve their parochial selfish interests. And that is what is happening now. And we are sure that the courts will rise up against this thing.
In other words, you don't want the court's decision to be respected.
The court decision is respected. The vice chancellor is out.
Yet you want the vice chancellor to be reinstated. That would be
the
contrary.
The point is that our members also have the right to work under the type of management they want. So if any court decides that they want to impose management on them, they may force our members to the classroom. But no court can force members to perform in the classroom. That is what we should be thinking.
National President of UTAC, Dr. Harry Agbanu.